USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas. Citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator, Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
At CPAC on Sunday night, President Trump indicated he has no interest in starting a new political party. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At CPAC, in his first public appearance since the end of his presidency, Donald Trump put to rest any speculation that he and his supporters would start a third major party.
We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
Trump said they will be united and strong like never before.
CPAC is a conservative conference held in Orlando, Florida this year. As expected, President Trump gave harsh comments on how the Biden administration is running the country. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package pass along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party-line vote, as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.